morning, and welcome to The Point with Dr. Shauna. I'm your host, and I'll be discussing how acupuncture and other complementary therapies can help you live a healthier life. Today's show is about nutrition for our children. Unfortunately today, our kids are surrounded by junk food, as well as pesticide and hormone-laden foods. We're constantly hearing in the news of childhood obesity and how artificial colors, which are present in many well-marketed kids' foods, are causing our kids to be hyperactive and interfering with their concentration at school. Food allergies is another topic which is becoming incredibly prevalent, and it's not just food intolerances. There are fatal consequences if these kids who have, say, a peanut allergy are in proximity to peanuts. They will react severely with fatal repercussions. Food is one of our basic staples of life, besides breathing air, for instance. What we put into our bodies are the building blocks to create muscle, bone, blood, among other fluids and tissues, as well as to keep our immune system strong to ward off disease. We shouldn't be reacting to food as though it were toxic. And now I'd like to address the parents and grandparents who feel that they do offer healthy foods, but the kids simply aren't complying. Yes, it's frustrating to look at food be wasted, and you think these kids will never acquire a cultured sense of taste, but I do want to share with you that the sense of smell has an enormous role in tasting foods. Most of your sense of taste is really about your sense of smell. So even though they may not eat what's put in front of them, they will smell your delicious food, and that's important. So don't feel frustrated that your Epicurean efforts are being wasted, because the aromas from cooking the food will leave an impression on your kids' taste buds. So go ahead and ask yourself, how do you feel after you've eaten a plate of food that is highly processed, fried, full of sugar and sodium, and probably not very tasty? Even fast food restaurants are making an effort to provide healthier options for their customers. To talk about the importance of nutrition, I've invited Joy Feldman. Joy is a nutritional consultant, writer, and lecturer of several topics under the umbrella of nutrition. She has a worldwide private practice and also instructs new practitioners on the science of nutritional balance to help restore the body and mind. Before becoming a nutritional balancing practitioner, Joy received her law degree from the University of Miami. And once she decided to change careers, prompted by her own experience in recovery, she acquired a master's degree in holistic nutrition, earned a certificate in biochemical nutritional balancing science, and completed advanced training in this field. And as I mentioned, her experience with nutritional balancing is a personal one, which began nearly 20 years ago when she was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition that caused constant fatigue, weakness, and pain. She was not responding well to conventional treatment, and her quality of life was minimally functional while trying to raise a family. She consulted with a practitioner of nutritional balancing, and he put her on a multidisciplinary regimen, which included dietary changes. She was off medications within a few months, followed up later with normal blood test results, and within a year, Joy was great, feeling great, and back to feeling like herself. Having successfully launched her own pursuit of good health, Joy says she felt inspired to help others within her private practice and wrote her book, Joyful Cooking in the Pursuit of Good Health, which just came out and is available in stores and online. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Joy.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Joy, let's start out by me asking, what's your opinion on childhood obesity? What can a family do to keep their family healthy?
Well, there are many contributing factors to childhood obesity. They start with lack of exercise, genetics, poor diet, and then they're bombarded by advertising, which really promotes food and beverages that are toxic to the body, such as candy, snacks, sweetened breakfast cereals. But in my opinion, the most important factor in this rapid increase in overweight children is poor eating habits. Convenience today has trumped cooking at home. So kids are eating more and more of their foods away from home, drinking more sugar, sweetened drinks, snacking more frequently. And I believe that the main criteria for American food choices have become what's quick and easy. And what we really need to do is get back to the basics and get back into the kitchen. And I don't think the cooking has to be complicated. It's just simple meals, which is what prompted me to write the book, Joyful Cooking. And in there, you'll find many ideas where you can make your meals in under 20 minutes. The other thing I'd like to talk about is the amount of sugar and starch that young people are consuming today, which again is the main cause of childhood obesity. There's junk food in the form of sugars, soft drinks, white flour products, hydrogenated oils, which are linked to a lot of degenerative diseases, cancers, autism, autoimmune issues, and allergies. So how do we keep family members healthy? The most important thing is to become educated and informed. I also ask that people try their best to keep their children away from sugar items where there's empty calories. Again, the sugar depletes the body of vitamins and minerals, and it also upsets calcium metabolism in the body. Plan family meals. Instead of planning your life around the meals, I want people to make their meals the priority and then plan their life around the meals.
That's a good idea.
Crockpots, electric steamers, pressure cookers. You can have a hot meal when you come home, or if you don't have the time in the morning to prepare, you can easily do your electric steaming. Those are plastic stackable containers that go on top of a base, and they steam the vegetables. There's a timer on it, so while you're, you know, getting the kids settled in, put your vegetables in the steamer. They're done by the time everybody's ready. And the best part is that you can just take some nut butters, almond butter, cashew butter, and peanut butter if it's not a sensitivity, and dilute it down with water, pour it over the vegetables. Let the kids dip and have fun. The other thing I recommend to my young clients is that they wear a little apron or a hat in the kitchen. Get them involved, get them cooking with you. Kids love to get into the kitchen with you and get their hands dirty, and they'll taste the foods they're making. Bring them with you to the market. Take them to the farmer's market with you. Let them pick out what they like and help, and let them look through the recipe books and help you create recipes in the kitchen. The other idea I have, and this is what I did in my children's section of my cookbook, is when you cook with children, come up with cute names for the recipe. So I have one soup that's called Bugs Bunny's Carrot Soup.
Oh, cute.
I think that helps kids get in there and taste foods that they wouldn't normally taste. And a really easy thing to do with kids in the morning, and I do this in my own family, is we juice carrots in the morning instead of orange juice. Carrots provide a lot of trace minerals, calcium, vitamin A, very good for the liver, cleanses the liver, and my children have it every morning before they leave the house.
And it has that hint of sweetness as well, too.
Exactly. And if the kids are a little bit apprehensive, you could slice an apple in, and that'll sweeten it up and maybe mask a little bit of the carrot if they feel it's too strong.
So Joy, you mentioned a couple of foods already. What would be a few foods, say like three foods that you think are vital in including into a child's diet?
Well, cooked vegetables, peas, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots. Children need loads of vegetables. Their bodies are undergoing a major construction process in their life. So I always say you need to get the foundation of the building strong before you start building up. So lots of cooked vegetables. Then I would go to healthy proteins such as eggs. And it would be great if you can get grass-fed meats where the animals get to graze on what they're eating and get to roam free. And poultry would be great. Healthy fats. Children need full fat, healthy fat. That would include eggs and omega-3s, flaxseed oil, cod liver oil, raw olive oil. Full-fat, organic, certified raw dairy would be excellent as well.
Okay. And so on the flip side now, what are a few foods or ingredients that you think are least beneficial in a child's diet?
Sugar, candy, soda pop, baked goods, refined flours, white flour, white bread, pasta, hydrogenated oils, which can be found in all the processed foods in the aisles, center of the market, chemical additives. I'm going to add in one more to your list. The chemical additives are so detrimental to young bodies today. So I would add that in as well.
And so now, what are some of the common reasons why parents call you and when they want their child to be assessed in your practice?
Yeah. There's a full range of what I do see in my practice. Primarily developmental issues, failure to thrive, ADD, ADHD, PDD, a lot of mental health issues in young children. Anxiety seems to be running rampant, depression. I work with a lot of children who are going through chemotherapy with cancer or have survived cancer. The parents are looking for a means to rebuild the biochemistry or to keep them strong as they're going through it. How to work the diet so when they're undergoing the radiation and chemo, they don't catch a lot of sicknesses.
Right. And so what would they expect an initial visit?
Initial visit is usually about the history, the intake, goals. I discuss the program and how it works, diet, and then I cut a small sample of the hair because the hair gives me a window into the cells to see what's going on at the most basic level in the body.
If you'd like to learn more about Joy Feldman's practice of nutritional counseling, you can visit her website at joyfeldman.com. You can find her on Facebook as well at JHF Nutritional Consulting, as well as on Twitter. I'm going to take a break here, but please stay tuned to WADK 1540 AM Newport to hear more about childhood nutrition with Joy Feldman.